You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, well, that was great, Wanda. Thank you so much. As always, those ads are tremendous, and your jokes are even better, and you're just the best, Wanda. We're back here with the Sexton Stay people. I pronounced his name, Andreas, the right way the first time, but I'm not going to say Andreas. How do you spell your last name?
King Giovannis.
I did not say it like that the last time. You just told me that I did. Well, everything else you say today is going to be factual. So we're here. We're talking about Sexton. Sexton Stays. What's Sexton mean?
Sextant is a navigational tool. So before the compass, people navigated the stars using a sextant.
So why did you name your company after a sextant?
We're navigating the next generation of real estate with a device that's almost 1,000 years old. So wish us luck.
I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good, actually. Will, you're not 1,000 years old yet, are you? No, he's not. Will is his partner that introduced us. So tell me a little bit about some of the projects you've got that you're working with now. You've got some homes in Edgewater. Let's talk about one. I see there's a Villa Bella up on your website. What about Villa Bella? It's a 4-2, a 4-3, and it's got two reviews. There's 5-star reviews. Tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. So that's pretty much our bread and butter, was the commercially zoned single family home in Edgewater. That's how we got started. Those properties are few and far between. We actually have a monopoly on the neighborhood. So there's not a single family home in Edgewater that I don't have, that I don't want. From that property, we've moved into multifamily. So right across the street from Villa Bella is a condo project, 29 Edgewater.
Sure.
And that's a project we've taken an interest to. We've leased out the top floor penthouse units, and then we're slowly making our way down as the product type proves itself.
Wow, so that's actually kind of interesting. So somebody built a purpose-built rental building. You came in, pre-leased the penthouse. High five to you for that. You came in, you put in some longer tenants, some long-term tenants that aren't annual tenants. They're shorter term than an annual. Mm-hmm. And then as you sell out that product, you move on to other product, and soon you'll have the whole building. Now, is this a private developer? Is this one of these national developers?
This is an entrepreneurial developer.
Great.
It was actually a condo, not an apartment, but it was a condo without any rental restrictions. So it was originally an EB-5 project. Investors, we came in and said, let's start with the first couple floors, work our way down. And that's kind of our view on the multifamily market, is you might take a C-class or B-class apartment building and get rent for maybe $1.80 a square foot. When I see that product, I look at it as a 3, maybe even a 4-star hotel, and I'm able to come in and pay above asking rent.
Yeah, and so you come in and you pay above asking rent. Let me ask you, if I wanted to build a nice 8-plex in Edgewater, could we make a deal?
Of course.
And what would that deal look like?
Depending on the finishes, $2 to $3 a square foot.
Okay, we're done talking about that. Now, what other markets would be areas that would be of interest to you? We talk about Coconut Grove. You go into Coconut Grove. There's development all going on in Coconut Grove. How about Little Havana?
It's an interesting market. We are seeing people go to Little Havana for a day or two, maybe making 3 visits during their stay. They're not quite spending the entire time there like they are in Miami Beach, but it's definitely of interest, especially East Little Havana.
East Little Havana is a great place because they can do Brickell one night, they can do The Grove, they can do Coral Gables. Just ask me. I mean, you know, I love Little Havana. I've got friends that are in this business in Little Havana. We'll talk about that off air too. I'll make introductions to them as well. Now, does it all have to be, look at me, I'm writing it down. This is just great stuff. Now, does it have to be top end, or are you only top end, or do you do a variety of different price points? Listen to me.
A variety. Everything from C-class to A-class. It could be 30 years old. It could be 30 days old. There's a market for everything.
How come you have not been on the front page of the Business Monday yet?
We've grown conservatively the last 4 years. There are some people in the business that expand aggressively. every single landlord we had for in the last 4 years, we still have today, 100% landlord retention. So when we sign a lease, we're going to be there indefinitely.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you have any corporate clients that lease your units?
We have a few.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do they continue after they've leased it once? Do they come back and back and back? Do you have repeat business?
Of course.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So mainly B2B consists of medical clients. So that could be someone coming up from Colombia to do a surgery. Maybe they're there for a month and then they go back to their home country and come back for a follow-up procedure. So those people would be repeat customers, but only within a year or two. Other clients could be production. So we work a lot with cooking channels, fashion channels, things like that.
Oh my God, I keep on writing notes. You keep on mentioning all my friends that you obviously don't know.
And then we're also in GDS, which is...
What's that?
So whenever a travel agent or anyone from a, say, consulting company, human resource office wants to book travel, they'll pull up inventory and it could be hotels. It could also be one of Sexton Stay's property.
Oh, okay. So Andres, how do people find out about you? How do they rent a property from you? I mean, sure. What are you looking to do here?
SextonStays.com.
Okay. So I go to SextonStays.com. I go on the webpage, which I've done. And tell me a little bit about what I'm going to find there.
So you'll find a portfolio of all of our homes. You'll find a little bit about our company. And then we have a section for landlords that will kind of describe the management aspect of our business. And then we'll have another section for guests that describes what they can expect when they stay at one of our homes.
Okay. Put your sextant up to the stars, align it correctly, and tell me what the future holds.
Like a big expansion.
Oh, yeah? But in a measured fashion?
In a very measured fashion.
Okay.
We're conservative, but multifamily is starting to get a little bit soft, which is great for us.
That is correct.
If you look historically, from 2014 to 2018, there were 4,000 rental units delivered to the market. Year to date, there have been 3,000, and we have an additional 5,000 under construction.
There's lots of jobs being created. There's lots of people moving here.
It's true, but they're not high-paying jobs. So if you, and second, not everybody's moving to Brickell or downtown.
Why not?
It's too expensive. We have one of the worst wage-to-rent ratios in the country.
Yeah, but you're sort of a solution for that.
Exactly. So when developers are tired of giving away 3 months' rent and paying a commission to a realtor, they'll come to us and say, you know what? We weren't getting these $3 asking rents because there just aren't enough jobs that pay $80,000 a year or more. And those people, frankly, would rather rent in condos or maybe interested in home ownership. So there's been a lot of luxury apartment development that has not leased up quickly or has leased up with massive concessions. Next year, I think we'll see projects start to slow down and turn to companies like Sexton to lease up remaining inventory.
Non-traditional occupancy theories. That's just terrific. I want to thank Andres King Giovannis. Did I get it right?
Correct.
High five to me. All right. Listen, Andres, and thank you to my good friend Will Wolf for bringing you in here. We look forward to getting you back on. And in the meantime, we got to grab us some coffee and figure this stuff out. Wanda.
Yeah, Jim, let's wrap this up.